Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting a victory for Iraqi forces in the fight against the Islamic State. Iraqi military officials say they have now retaken control of a government complex in Ramadi. Islamic State fighters having fled the last major IS stronghold in the western city that fell to militants 7 months ago. It is believed recapturing this complex will restore control of the key city, which is the capital of Anbar province. The whole neighborhood surrounding the complex was dotted with landmines. Iraqi military spokesman said soldiers used airstrikes to detonate some of the explosives to help them gain ground. It's not clear how many civilians are left in the area. The spokesman said most of the residents took shelter in a nearby hospital. This is the most significant incursion into Ramadi by Iraqi forces since the city fell to IS terrorists in May. In Syria, a victory there as well. In part, Syrian government forces booby-trapped a cluster of farm buildings in the southern Dara province and detonated the explosives as several Islamic rebel factions gathered at the venue, killing 17 militants, opposition activists said today. A UN brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near Syria's capital has now been delayed after Friday's killing of an anti-government rebel leader who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. As many as 4,000 Islamic State fighters and their families based in southern Damascus were set to evacuate early Saturday, but the Britain-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that deal stalled hours after rebel leader Zanran Alush was killed in an airstrike near Damascus. Monitors say that the military forces, some sources say, it was President Bashar al-Assad's forces that killed Alush.